with SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. President Trump is marking the Navy's 250th anniversary by joining a celebration earlier today at Naval Station Norfolk in Virginia.
And it's a true honor to be here with the thousands of our nation's finest sailors at the largest naval facility in the entire world. It's the largest, and I would say more importantly, it's the best, okay? It's both the Norfolk Naval Base. Thank you very much. The largest, and it's the best.
The Trump administration believes a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas is close at hand. President Trump says there's great momentum toward ending the Israeli-Hamas war in Gaza.
The Hamas plan, I tell you, it's amazing. You're going to have peace, if you think about it, peace in the Middle East for the first time in, they say, really, 3,000 years.
Egypt is hosting indirect negotiations between Israel and Hamas amid rising hopes for a possible ceasefire in Gaza just ahead of Tuesday's two-year anniversary of the war. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is unhappy with President Trump's decision to deploy National Guard troops to Chicago, but the president says the deployments are necessary to combat crime. Appearing in Fox and Friends Weekend, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem accused Chicago protesters of shouting hateful things, putting their hands on ICE officers, and threatening their families.
There should be consequences for that and for leaders that stand up and knowingly lie about the situation on the ground. This is a war zone. His city is a war zone, and he's lying so that criminals can go in there and destroy people's lives.
President Trump is appealing a judge's order that blocked his deployment of troops to Oregon. Yesterday, the Trump administration filed a notice of appeal to the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. The administration has characterized the ongoing protest outside Portland ICE as violent riots. This is SRN News. Federal health officials have approved another generic version of the abortion pill.
That's prompting outrage from pro-life groups. Students for Life Action, in a statement Thursday, called the approval of mifepristone a stain on the Trump presidency and another sign that the deep state at the FDA must go. The FDA first approved the drug as safe and effective in 2000. The new version of the pill is from drug maker Evita Solutions. It's not the first generic version, which the FDA previously approved in 2019. Keith Peters, Washington.
More anti-Semitic incidents in three parts of the nation, this time affecting Chabad organizations across the U.S. World Israel News reports an arson attack targeted the Chabad Center in Charlotte County, Florida. A bomb threat prompted the evacuation of the University of California Santa Barbara Center, and an argument escalated into a stabbing at UCLA. This is SRN News. It's that time of the year, checking out those prize pumpkins.
In Wappingers Falls, New York, Tony Scott's pumpkin is a whopper.
It's measuring about 1,900 pounds.
Plant scientist Alika Borsuk says they don't have as much competition in the pumpkin patch.
They take off all the other growing pumpkins, so each plant only has one pumpkin that it's funneling all of its sugar water and resources into.
Scott's pumpkin took third place this year, but growing them isn't easy.
Anything can happen with this thing. It could crack, it could blow out the rear of it.
The keys to pumpkin success: water, nutrients, and care. I'm Ed Donahue.
The U.S. Treasury has unveiled a draft for a $1 coin featuring President Trump for America's 250th birthday. The front of the coin has a side profile of President Trump along with Liberty and God We Trust. The tail side depicts President Trump with a raised fist in front of a U.S. flag. More details at SRNNews.com.